T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Dave Hyde, columnist for the Sun Sentinel, is coming on, and we're going to discuss the 10 steps, 10 simple steps.
Dave's been working on this a lot since the end of the season. He's been all over it.
Dave, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Man, I need some coffee. You guys are loaded up on coffee, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Right? We went double big boy today.
Yeah, we
double big boyed it.
Early coffee run. You know how that goes,
at
Dave.
D&D yeah. today. Yeah, we...
I feel under-caffeinated then.
You are.
You're ready. And by the way, we're going through it, and we're getting ready to find out. And a bunch of people asked me last night, Dave, I know you get it. Zach, everybody, hey, how bad is it? And what are we going to do with the team? And I go, well, I hope we keep Xavier Howard. And you went the other way on that, huh? So you don't believe in keeping a cover corner.
Oh, I love Xavier Howard. As I wrote, he's your best player on Team Teardown, right?
Okay.
And so the issue becomes this. I said if they don't get their quarterback this spring, there's more value in trading him than keeping him. Why? Well, if they don't get a quarterback until 2020, that means we're 3 years before they're going to be playing for anything consequential, right?
Right.
And so given that, you need that players entering their prime in 3 to 4 years, not coming out of their prime. And unfortunately, Xavier Howard becoming out of it at that point. Also, what if somehow you aren't the worst team in the league next year? What if you win, say, 5 games and you're drafting 5th or 6th or something
right.
like that? You're going to need poker chips to maneuver. Right? So where are your poker chips? And everybody says, oh, well, we'll just trade up. Well, you need stuff to trade up with. And so this also would ensure that you have the ability to trade up if you need to. So I hate to trade Xavier Howard. You look at a guy who's developed here, come up through the system. He's done everything right. Let's not act like there's not going to be a lot of pain coming up here in the next year or two.
Well, there is. It's just that, Dave, we get back to the draft. We got to get this draft and do a better job. So now if guys are too good, we can't afford them and we don't keep them, or they're just so bad we don't keep them. What point do we get to keep our really good draft picks for more than 3 years?
If you're going down this road of tanking but not saying we're tanking, then you're looking at 3 years out. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of this game plan, but if you're going down this, you got to go 100% committed down it. And
Dave, we're going to be bad no matter if we make the moves that I think and you think and Zach thinks and everybody else that's listening thinks, with the veteran players that haven't lived up to their contracts, to a group of young guys that are going to get a chance to play but don't play at the level that they need to because they're not good enough, it'll take care of itself. We won't have to say the word tank. You just play your best, and we're not going to be very good.
Oh, it'll be a Marlins systematic tank, no question about it. But in the NFL, that doesn't guarantee you're going to be the worst team in the league. Right. And beyond that,
but there's a few quarterbacks coming out, though, Dave. I mean, that's the other thing, right? Are you just zeroing in on one quarterback?
No, not at all. But you want you're going through this to get your choice of your quarterback, right? Your best quarterback. I mean, that's the whole idea of this. You're going to go into if you don't get anybody this year, if for instance they don't like Kyler Murray or he doesn't drop to them at 13th or they don't move up to 10th or whatever to pick them, then you're looking at 2020 draft. And so, yeah, one of those three quarterbacks it looks like right now, or even, you know, God, I hate to move the timeline out further. What about 2021 with the Clemson quarterback?
Trevor Lawrence.
Now you sound like the Miami Hurricanes, verbal commitments. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Trevor Lawrence is a verbal commit to the Dolphins. I like it.
Jeez.
Here's my theory on all my idea on all of this. If you're not, you don't need to have one of the top three picks in the draft. And you look at the every playoff quarterback this year, only one of them was picked overall by the team that actually earned or didn't earn the number one pick, and that was Andrew Luck. Everybody else was either a lower round pick, I think, right. It was like, or the teams traded up for him. So you shouldn't have to, and you shouldn't have a blueprint for being awful and let's get the number one overall pick. That if you're not smart enough to get a franchise quarterback another way, you're not smart enough to build a team around the guy.
Yeah.
And so that's my concern with all of this. But if you're going to go down it, I mean, what do you do with Xavier Howard? 3 years, 4 years from now, when you're good, he'll be 29, and you know, 28, 29. Only one Pro Bowl cornerback was 29 years old this year out of eight. So what do you do with them, Joe?
Well, Dave, I would just say this. First of all, if this takes 3 or 4 years to turn around, you're telling everybody to wait. I think the beauty of the National Football League, you can flip it around real quickly once you get your quarterback. That's one of my thoughts.
When are they going to get their quarterback, though?
Well, you got to get him this year or next year, but you got to try to win. And I just go off what I see with the New England Patriots. Second highest paid guy on their team, on a team that doesn't pay anybody a lot of money, not except their quarterback. They pay Stephon Gilmore to be
a lot of money.
So they can do a lot of other things with their defense. And you don't have to worry about his spot out there. So I think it's money well spent.
We're not talking Xavier Howard valuable. No question. He's their most valuable player, which makes him
most valuable chip.
Your most valuable chip right now. And what you have to decide is, okay, when are we going to be good again? When, and seriously, do you think, is it? And it's 3 or 4 years.
Oh, gosh.
If we're talking anything consequential. If they
three
don't
or four.
Get the quarterback this year.
Ooh, yeah, that's a rough one.
Three or four.
That stinks.
I might be dead.
Don't say that.
Jeez.
Please don't say that.
I'll be retired. I won't know what. I mean, there's a lot of bad. Three or four years. I'm running out of time.
Let's say they get their quarterback there in 2020. Are they going to be good that year?
It's going to be a rough season, maybe.
Guy's going to come in and tear it up right away.
Yep. One of those guys.
God, I wish.
Hey, Dave. Dave, I don't like the 3 or 4 year plan, man. I mean, if I was Zach's age, I'd like a 3 or 4 year plan. It wouldn't hurt as much.
I know, it still hurts 3 or 4 years of my age at this point.
And it seems like every team here is on a 3 or 4 year plan, doesn't it?
Well, the other thing is, if the old head coach, the new coach of the Dolphins is coming in, he's going 3 or 4 years. Hey, Hyde, I don't know you that well, but my God, I'm going to be out of a job if it takes that long. Everybody knows this owner doesn't have any patience.
I agree. And that's my big question. Does he understand the job he took? This is the worst job out there, considering what you're inheriting and the road you're going down right now. This is, and you're banking on everybody's going to give you a lot of patience and a lot of leash. And because you're not going to win this year, we know. And assuming you get your rookie quarterback in 2020, just for the sake of argument here, you don't get him this year because the odds look better in 2020.
Yeah.
Then you have a rookie quarterback. No matter how good he is, he's still going to be a rookie quarterback on a team that is still rebuilding. So 3 years would be the optimum. The third year would be the optimum to where you're back contending if everything goes right. So this is a tough road they're going down.
Oh, man. Yeah, that didn't. Ryan Tannehill, you're going to trade him, by the way. I've been thinking about it. Everybody's talking about trading Ryan Tannehill. How are you going to trade a guy that's going to make $19 million this year?
Oh, I think that's a fantasy. Yeah. I agree.
To be a backup quarterback for somebody else.
The only way you could trade him is if, say, Washington and I'm just throwing teams out there at Jacksonville, both say, yeah, we'd take him on it with that contract just for. And one of them says, oh, I'll give you a seventh round pick just
sold.
So I beat the other team out. But that's a fantasy in my mind.
Yeah.
Right.
But post June 1st, at $18.75 in salary cap money, that's not so bad.
Yeah, but you're not going to really be spending that. Maybe if they decide to extend Xavier Howard, use that money to spend on him. But essentially, they're not going to be spending free agent money this year, right?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Really, in the short run, really doesn't mean a whole lot.
Dead money. That's what you're going to hear a lot about. We're going to talk more about dead money. When all these cuts take place, the name is dead. I had somebody ask me, what is dead money? I go, no, it's not when I die. That's not dead money. It's a different kind of dead money. Hey, Dave, we got to stay positive. We want to get you some new articles. I'm going to send some new stuff because you got to stay away from the three or four year plans.
I have a perfect start to your new article. Somebody just texted in and we haven't been good in 20 years. What's another 3 to 4?
I know, but I'm getting old.
I see
that's
Dave's new
problem.
Article now. That's Dave's new article.
the thing I've always loved about the Heat is they don't throw away seasons. And yet, it's sort of like everybody's put on pause button, even for them. Well, as soon as they get rid of all these contracts, there's nobody here winning, Joe.
No, I know, Dave. It's hard.
Not good for business.
I'm going to find a high school team and just follow them through. I heard that's what guys do.
I got an email. Nova Southeastern basketball team's winning. Okay, so that you know.
We got Vernon Carey Jr. on there.
We can go to University High School. They got Vernon Carey Jr. Go watch him. We'll just jump on one of the great bandwagons we have right there. Dave, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm glad I could brighten everybody's morning up, Jim.
Yeah, go get some coffee. Yep.
7-year plan with Dave Hyde. That's great. I love Dave.
I'll talk about it for me.
I'll be 82 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll know what day it is. Listen, all right, Dave.
Perfect timing for my kid to get into football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.